Baby. Baby, you still up? What time is it? Holy shit. Come to bed. What are you working on? Right. Test coming up. Well, if you're up, I might as well get up. But I want to. Plus, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back, sweetie. Here, I brought you some juice. Oh, God. You look, I mean, gorgeous as always, but just a little tired. I know. Aren't you chilly in that? Here, let's get you a blanket. There we are. Oh, nice and snuggled up. How long have you been studying? Come on, baby, you need to sleep. Oh, you're not sleepy. You've yawned twice in the time I woke up, and your eyelids are looking kind of heavy. Are you sure you don't want to get some shut-eye? Maybe just a nap? All right, and then I guess I'll try to make you more comfortable. I don't know, I can brush your hair. Yeah? Okay, let me get the brush. My baby works so hard. You do. I'm proud of you, you know, for being so diligent. I mean, even if you are a serial procrastinator. But once you get going, I can tell you're focused, trying to absorb every bit of information you can. And you know what? If it works, then it works. Yeah, it's like a mission trying to distract you from it. Get you to eat something, drink something. That's nice, huh? That's it. Just relax, sweetheart. Good girl. I know. Just keep doing what you're doing. God, your hair is so pretty. Still smells like that shampoo I like. No, another yawn. Yeah, I'm sure you're not tired at all. Drink your juice, baby. You look like you need the sweet. You gotta take care of yourself, you know. I get that school is important, but so are you. Time spent resting or doing something for yourself is never time wasted. Sure, studying is a big thing now, but your health is always more important. You're more important. To me, silly. and to everyone else who loves you, which is a lot. Trust me. That's why I get jealous so easily. Hey, I'm working on it. All this just to say, college is temporary. You're more permanent. When you're hungry, you have to eat. When you're tired, you should rest. Trust me. At my age, you'll understand. I know. I'm not that much older than you, but I've got a handful of years more experience. And I just want you to live well. I want you to be happy. Yeah. I want my baby girl to do what she wants to do. But that doesn't mean I can't caution you against doing things that might harm you. Or get in the way of a good night's sleep. Okay? That's my good girl. I'm hungry. I can make you something. Anything. Whatever you want. Alright, maybe later then. Just let me know. There's a little knot there. Work it out. There we go. When's your test? Oh, you got plenty of time. Yeah. Look, how about you take a nap? Well, come on. Studies show a full cycle of REM can do wonders for memory and processing. Yeah. Swear on my life. Just an hour and a half. Here, I'll show you. Where is it? Yeah, it says right here. See? It's best before an exam or a project deadline. Yes, I keep a list of verified nap times. This was produced by NASA, I'll have you know. How else am I supposed to know what kind of nap to take so it can be my best for you? Look, if it were up to me, you would have 6 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep, but I'm trying to compromise here, sweetheart. Please? Come on, baby, please. Look, you can just snuggle down with me. I'll set an alarm and you can wake up to your favorite song. And you can get right back to it. Or I can wake you up some other way. But only if you take a nap. I mean, what's wrong with a little rest, huh? At this point, I mean, cramming is just torturing yourself. Come on, what do you say? I could do with a good cuddle. Don't know about you. Okay, good girl. Come on, let's do a nice stretch. Oh, feels good. All right. Come on. Cuddle up. Yes, I'll set the alarm. Yeah, just an hour and, let's say, 40 minutes, just so you can fall asleep. Yes, I'll definitely wake you. Baby, don't worry about it. Stop. When have I ever steered you wrong? Not on purpose. Close your eyes. Deep breaths. I've got you. Sweet dreams.